Well, it is indeed. And Carl Stefanovic and Peter Stefanovic, God, they'd be feeling sheepish, wouldn't they? Talking, having a peeping Tom, a listening Susan driving the Uber and selling that story to New Idea for thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, here, I am aching for that kind of publicity. So we decided to try and set up some disgusting gossip whilst producer Felix jumped into an Uber. You'll hear that in a matter of minutes. Also, Brad from Nangela. All this week, we're doing A to Z of sexual fetishes. We cover A to E. A is kicked off by armpit licking and ended with edging. Yeah, fetishes. And also, if you own a dog and you're single, what the hell, man? Should be getting laid according to the latest studies. This is a science-based show. Enjoy the science-based podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
All right. This is risky radio at very best. I don't know how this is going to work, but on 131060, all the callers we can muster up on air right now for something that I think could have the potential to make us a lot of money, guys. So unless you've been living under a rock, you would have heard that Carl Stefanovic and Peter Stefanovic have been busted over the past couple of days. Carl Stefanovic had a conversation whilst his brother Peter was in the back of an Uber. Now, Peter has, for some unbeknownst reason, had his phone on loudspeaker. Therefore, the Uber driver has been able to hear the whole conversation. A conversation which mostly consisted of Carl Stefanovic and Peter Stefanovic ragging out fellow Channel 9 employees, those being on the morning show. He was telling some sass about Georgie Gardner, how she doesn't get involved enough, she doesn't have brave enough opinions on the show. Apparently he told Peter that Dickie Wilkins was monopolising the entertainment industry and keeping the big juicy celeb stories and contacts for himself. Amongst other things, he was bitching about co-workers, and this Uber driver has heard the whole thing, allegedly recorded it. Since the story has changed, New Idea couldn't legally listen to a secret taped recording, so they just said that he remembers it. He remembers it, in inverted commas, guys. And he sold the story for $50,000. Now, on 131060, here's what we're thinking. Producer Felix, are you able to go down in an Uber? You go and catch yourself a nice Uber ride.
Drive
around
that.
The block a couple of times with some poor unsuspecting Uber driver. We'll get some calls through on 131060. And you can basically create the most slanderous story about me possible. So you could ring up right now, 131060. We'll tee up with the powers of radio through the phones that you and producer Felix would be having a chat whilst producer Felix is in the Uber. You could be, oh, guess what? I saw Danny Lakey the other day. He wiped his bum in the office and then put the toilet paper in his co-worker's bin. And then he said that his boss had put on 10 kilos in the last month. And then he went round sniffing some underwear that he found on the street. I mean, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. And then the Uber driver, because it's on loudspeaker, will be listening in to producer Felix's conversation. And hopefully, maybe, we'll want to sell the story on. He'll have this juicy information. And then producer Felix can maybe get a little slice of the winnings. A bit that New Idea, maybe New Idea might pay like $3,000 for this story to create a headline. Radio announcer sniffs undies. And then me, the Uber driver, producer Felix, and the person who comes up with the slanderous rumours can all split the winnings. What a great idea. On 131060, if you think that you can create some sort of slanderous story on the air, call through right now and let us know. I reckon we've got some creative listeners out there. Maybe we can even plan a few things. I mean, here are some dickish things that I've legitimately done before in MI Dick. I've used the disabled toilets. What else have I done? Oh, I've flicked gum in someone's hair. I've taken my roommate's stuff. I mean, you can make up anything, really. That's not that slanderous. I don't really mind what you say at all. Maddie from Adelaide, you've called through on 131060. You reckon you can make up some sort of slanderous rumour?
Yeah, I'm sure we can.
All right. You got any ideas in mind?
I reckon from the amount of times you've been naked in the in the studio, you probably got poo stains on the seat.
Yeah, but that sounds great. Sounds great. Maybe you could say I accidentally got some poo stains on the seat and I just said it was Nutella. And the boss, if they ever found out about this, I'd be fired. I'd be fired and I'd go down in a blaze of glory. God, if an Uber driver heard that, he'd have to pass that information on, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I reckon that's pretty good. Jay from Kellyville on 131060. What else do you think we could spread about me?
Well, I had a good idea, and what I thought is, you know, I could be a lawnmower working near your sister's place. And I saw you walk into your sister's place with a bag of condoms and, you know, something like that. And you were essentially having an incestual affair with your sister.
That's sick, and I love it. You got to admit, if you're an Uber driver driving around, maybe only making about 12 or 13 bucks an hour, you hear some big sort of incestuous media scandal, you're probably going to go running to New Idea, aren't you?
You bet your ass you will.
Unfortunately, I don't have a sister, so when New Idea come to fact check that, I don't think they're gonna really be able to publish that, because they'll know straight away that it's not true. I do have two brothers, though. Can you say it's brothers?
Even better.
Even better.
All right, cool. Hey, producer Felix, who are we going with? Are we going with Matt or Jay?
Well, I was on the phone to Jay while you were talking to Matt, so I don't know what the story is.
Matt seemed a little unclear on his poo story. Jay from Kellyville seems very clear on the incestuous brother condom story.
Well, you've sold it to me. Let's go incestuous brother condom story. Let's ruin you.
All right, Jay, can you hold the line? We'll go to a break. We'll give producer Felix about 4 or 5 minutes to get down into the Uber. And then you and producer Felix act like you're having a conversation. I'll be listening in. It'll be going live to air. But you are just a chummy pal with producer Felix trying to basically spread vicious rumours about me. And producer Felix will do his best to taunt the Uber driver into hopefully selling this idea to Women's Weekly or the Daily Telegraph, and then we can pocket a whole mint full of cash.
Let's do it.
I feel my brother should probably get paid off as well here, considering he's the main person in the story. All right, hold on. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060. We are doing this.
If we create some goss, could it be stolen by the Uberman?
Yeah, if we create some goss, could it be stolen by the Uberman? Obviously, Carl Stefanovic and Peter Stefanovic in a bit of hot water at the moment over an overheard conversation that Carl had with his brother on loudspeaker in an Uber last weekend, bagging out Georgie Gardner, his co-host, bagging out Big Dickie Wilkins and the whole gang. We thought, could we maybe leak some fake gossip on the air right now? Some fake scandalous news. And Jay from Kellyville, you've come up with a great story about me. You're going to spread some scandalous vitriol live on the air, unbeknownst to the Uber driver who is currently driving producer Felix around. And you're going to be chatting to producer Felix, and producer Felix is going to have it on loudspeaker. Just refresh us on what the prop of this story is.
So what I'm thinking is I'm working down the street from your older brother's place, and essentially I've seen you walk in, and you've walked in with a pack of condoms and a flogger, and I've seen essentially you're having an incestuous relationship with your older brother.
Jesus Christ. Can I just put on the record, this is not true in the slightest, but it is great gear for an Uber driver to hear and possibly try and sell the story to New Idea or the Daily Telegraph for a couple of $1,000, and then hopefully we can all split the profits, guys. 5 ways at the moment between the Uber driver, producer Felix, Jay from Kellyville, myself, and my brother, who will seem to be tarnished the most in all of this. All right. Next thing that we do, Jay from Kellyville, is I'm going to put producer Felix on the line as well. And you're going to have a conversation. It's going to be on loudspeaker. Producer Felix has just texted me saying that his Uber driver seems very much one of those people that would sell a story. He reckons that he'd sell his mother for a $10 note. So this is perfect prey for us. Don't screw it up. You ready to go?
You beauty. Let's do it.
Producer Felix.
Hello, mate.
Hey, how are you, mate? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, great to see you at the barbecue last weekend. I got your message. You said you had a bit of news for me.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I wasn't sure how to bring it up, but I do a couple of weekend shifts mowing the lawn and all of that for a couple of fakes, you know that, yeah?
Yeah.
So, essentially, look, I was doing, my usual shift for one of my regulars. over the weekend, and essentially, I was doing it just outside the city, and I saw, you know Danny, Lakey.
Well, yeah, I'm his producer. It's kind of up to me to make sure he's safe and doing the right thing at all times.
Yeah, look, this is a bit awkward. I really don't know how to bring this up, but...
What is it, man?
Essentially, look, I was doing my regular shift, and I saw him, and I thought, oh, look, it's Danny. I thought I'd pop over and say hello, but, look, he got out of a Uber, and then he walked out with a pack of condoms and a flogger, mate.
Oh, good on him. It sounds like he's getting a little bit lucky.
That's what I thought. But he walked up to a house and it happened to be his older brother.
What? What do you mean? But...
Look, that's what I'm saying. I was a little bit astounded and, you know, I thought maybe his older brother's hooking him up with someone else, but his older brother was, he had the lube and he had his robe open.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that Lakey's having an incestuous relationship with his older brother?
That's what I saw clear as the day, mate.
No, this you can't get out. This is real serious stuff. I mean, if anyone were to hear this information, it'd be not only the end of Lakey's career, but someone would make a killing. Someone would get paid so much money for this information. Thanks for calling and telling me.
Look, I'm sorry if I put you in an awkward place or something like that, but honestly, I thought I'd better have a chat with you and just let you know, just in case someone does hear this and it does get out, you better, you know, damage control and all of that.
Look, the only person that could potentially have heard this is my Uber driver, but, you know, I surely wouldn't do something like that.
Oh, no, surely not. Why would an Uber driver pick up on that? No, that's fine. Look, I'll leave it to you to do damage control and see where it goes from there.
Well, thank you for the information. Now I guess I've got to work even more hours in the day. If you find any up your sleeve, let me know. But got to go into damage control for Lakey, I guess. Thank you so much, eh?
Too easy. Look, I'll catch you soon.
Jay, you scandalous man.
You know, up at this hour, ideas just pop into your head, you know?
Producer Felix has just texted me saying that the Uber driver has chucked a U-turn, kicked him out of the car and is on his own phone now. Breaking news with the Ubes. Thanks, mate. We stand to make a lot of money here.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Give me the A to Z. You got a fetish for my
love. Oh, that's nasty.
The A to Z of fetishes.
This is exciting. Bradford and Angela from By the By. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Now, I had so much fun with that fetish game last week that you've almost opened up Pandora's box. I was like, God, if those are just 9 fetishes that they can dish off, what can I find in the dark corners of the interweb? Some of these maybe you've tried. Some of these maybe you agree with and disagree with. Some of these I guarantee you've never heard of before. Ooh. And I like to call it the A to Z of fetishes. Mm-hmm. So there's one beginning with A, one beginning with B, and we'll go through and you can say as much or as little as you want on each one.
Challenge accepted.
All right, where should we start? I guess. It probably seems appropriate, doesn't it? Hey! Armpit licking.
yeah, we had a partner who was very much into that.
Really?
I can't remember the name of the philia.
I don't remember the name of it, but it really turned him on. And the first time that he did it, both of us were kind of like, huh, okay, yeah, we can go with that, yeah.
And then I had another partner recently who actually asked me, he was getting ready to put on deodorant. He goes, are you into armpit licking? And I was like, no, that's not one of my things. He's like, okay, I just want to make sure before I put deodorant on.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is actually really polite.
Yeah, very polite indeed. That's true because I tried to lick my main squeeze, Nikki's armpit, the other day, but she just applied some antiperspirant.
Mm-hmm.
Was very bitter.
Yeah.
Very bitter. Dried out my tongue. Yeah. The etiquette is to not put deodorant on if you're with an armpit licker.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Next one. B. Bastinado.
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 That sounds
Have
really
I stumped
familiar.
Ya?
It sounds really familiar. That's an impact play, right?
Yes. Warmer.
All right.
Is that with canes and batons?
Warmer.
Like a teacher?
No, the the caning of the feet.
Oh, the
feet. Oh, the feet.
Yeah.
So close.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, thanks.
No, that sounds painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not even on the palms, the heels. It's a very stubborn part of the foot.
I would be better on the bottom for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
You don't like your feet played with,
I don't
with
like
the,
my feet
no.
touched at all. Nah. Like, that's a good way to get kicked in the face.
Would you... I remember at a grade 7 sleepover, I had this party, and we all camped down in the tent, and we all ganged up on this guy, and we were going to tickle his feet, and he just went ham and ended up kicking us all in the face, and one guy had a blood nose, and had to go home for my sleepover.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's Bradford.
I have a very similar story, except I peed. Not in a sexy way. In a please don't touch me way.
Oh, lovely. See, collars.
Collars, like shirt? Oh, not collars.
Like dog collars.
Like
dog,
yeah, like a dog collar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got
You're getting
life.
Too vanilla right
sorry,
there.
Sorry, sorry.
Like a business shirt from Tarot Cash.
No.
With or without a tie. We have a leash and collar that I wear at home.
Yeah.
And you even have a collar with feathers.
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I have a fancy collar.
Uh-huh. So what is that? More slave play, pet play, BDSM?
I would assume probably... It could be a little bit of both.
All the above.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably start more with pet play and slave, but definitely it could be any of the above.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely pet play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you drink out of like a saucer or something?
No, not. I'm not that far. I wouldn't be against it. I'm not that far. But for me, it's a great way just to let the responsibility just kind of wash away. Yeah. And all I'm responsible for is myself. And that self tends to just lay on the floor and maybe lay my head in Angela's lap and she just scratches behind my ear. It's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm going
to say. Yeah, it sounds like a very passive pet. I was about to ask, does Kitty like to scratch?
Sometimes I do make him lie on the floor and watch me with another partner.
Yeah, that has happened. Yeah, no, that's arousing.
What about having sex in the like the dog or the cats in the bedroom? Do you feel weird about that?
So we don't have any pets now.
Hmm.
But when we did, no. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, they're not going to remember, are they?
I did have a Dachshund actually lick my ass while I was having sex with somebody once. That was really uncomfortable. Yeah. That was awkward.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is a wiener dog.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where this all started.
Letter A, edging.
Yeah, I like to do that to people.
So as far as I'm concerned, edging, which I've found out about on FetLife, is masturbating to the point just before ejaculation or orgasm, and then you stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does
Why?
That.
Why?
Cause
it's the tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to do that for sure. Not only with myself, but with partners.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, and I have to be very cognizant, to at some point not push it too far.
Cause you don't want to get blue balls.
Yeah.
I see.
But I do. I love to edge someone.
Yes. Yeah. And I hate it. It's like, just let me have my orgasm.
Yeah.
I will say, after edging, even two or three times, the orgasm you have is ginormous. It's amazing. And sometimes it can last between 30 seconds to, you know, a minute and a half.
Ooh.
It is intense.
All right. Now you've piqued my interest. So what? We'll get to the point and then you and stop then just kind for of, how long?
Well, I don't necessarily stop completely, but definitely back off a lot and just kind of let the sensation, let the blood flow kind of come down a bit and then kind of start build up back, you know, back to it.
So. Is it an erection the whole time? Because I feel I've tricked, I've tried that before and I think I've tricked my body and he thinks that he's done it and I'll get flat again and then I'll have to work myself up from stage one.
Well, that still can be considered edging.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't have to maintain the erection the entire time.
Mm. No.
Edging is just getting to the point of orgasm and stopping and then getting to the point of orgasm and stopping and et cetera over and over.
Yeah, that sounds frustrating to me. I like to fall off the edge of the cliff first time around. A to E, we have covered. Tomorrow we will pick this up where we've left off. The A to Z of sexual fetishes. Thanks, Brad and Angela. We'll be back tomorrow. I mean, dogs, what's the go? Can you really, like, pick up people and bat well above your average just with a canine beast to the left or right-hand side of you? New study, men with dogs are seen as sexier and more trustworthy. It confirms. After an amazing new survey, it was discovered that men who have dogs are seen as much, much hotter than men who do not have dogs, a.k.a. me. So yeah, if you currently don't have a dog, you should probably get one. I think what this survey is getting at is that, A, it's a good conversation starter when you start walking your dog down the promenade, that's for sure. But I've seen plenty of times on Tinder where girls will say, if you have a dog, it's a yes from me. Or like, must own a dog for this to work. Or will be coming round to your house, but prioritising your canine friend. Now, this is fine. People can love dogs. But is it actually translating into making someone a bit more attractive and a bit more accessible? People used to use babies, like, as a bit of a pickup technique. And I never understood that. I was like, why are you trying to advertise that you've got a kid? No, no, no. Then you say it's your nephew and you're just looking after. Your sister's a little sick, so you're taking the nephew out for a walk. All of a sudden makes you very appealing to the opposite sex. Oh, okay. I did try, like, a very watered-down version of a dog thing once because I don't have access to any dogs to try it. But what I thought I could do, I had a very nice summer's tan when I was working in Thailand. And there were a lot of tourists on the beach all looking for some hot, hunky surfer. And I can't surf at all, but I just hired one of those really short, like, 5-foot boards and carried it down the beach and did a few laps pretending that I was a surfer. And I just look out onto the horizon, shake my head a little, pretend that the surf wasn't good enough and kept walking. Hopefully that some stage 10 babe would come up to me and be like, oh my God, do you surf? And I'd be like, yes, yes, I do. But then never take her surfing. 131060. Can a dog be a good wingman? A wingman or a wingwoman? Or are you turned on by a guy with a dog a bit more? Cooper in Newcastle on 131060. You reckon this is a fair statement?
How are you, big dog?
Very good indeed. This is bound to get a little confusing. If I'm being addressed as the big dog, I address you as a little dog, and we're talking about dogs. It's too much.
Exactly.
Too many dogs.
Too many dogs. Now, my dog happens to be the most beautiful thing on the planet, according to girls.
Okay.
Yep, a miniature schnauzer, so he's, you know, small in size, but has a has very good looks.
Sure.
And he did pick up for me when I was hunting for a relationship, but now I've finished up. But my little brother is 16, and he is an absolute chick magnet, purely because of my dog.
Is that right? So this dog is specifically being used to pick up chicks, and you say it's a small, cute-looking dog, is it?
He's a small, good-looking dog, and I'm pretty sure I've read messages between my brother and, girls his age where he's gone, look, I've got the cutest dog on the planet, and you should come see him one time, and, one thing led to another, but,
That's great, and it can definitely get someone over the line. I feel if you're sort of teetering on the brink with some online dating and you're like, do I like this guy? Do I not? Saying, hey, do you want to take my dog for a walk is an instant yes. Instead of like, hey, do you want to go for a drink or something? Like, people might still be on their guard. Do you take this dog out walking and are the opposite sex literally coming up to you and asking to pat the dog and you can take it from there? Or do you still need to make the move?
Mate, my brother and I do take the dog on a walk, and you'll see his mates, they live around the block, and they'll come running to my brother just purely because the dog's around us. So,
can we get a female word on this as well, I reckon, on 131060? Either are you a female that uses your dog to pick up blokes, or is this an instant in, and you just have to go up to some guy and start chatting with his dog? 131060, a dog's actually all they're cracked up to be. In the wingman or wingwoman stake. Is your dog your wing thing? Or is it an instant conversation starter? We'll try to get some more calls on the air next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Chatting about dogs and whether they are or they're cracked up to be in the wingman or wingwoman department. Are they a legitimate source to try and attract members of the sex that you are attracted to in hoping to maybe score a date? A conversation starter, an in. I must admit, at face value, there's something much less creepy. A bloke sort of going up with a dog to someone and be like, my dog must like you. That's a lot less creepy than not having a dog and going, oh, I must like you. I mean, that's automatic scare territory. Latest studies, and there's plenty of them that have been coming out over the years, men with dogs are seen as sexier and more trustworthy than people without dogs. 131060. Jessica from Sydney. Now, talk us through this. Are you a lady who's using your dog for male benefits, or are you attracted to someone with a dog?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a dog, but every time I do go out around the beach and everything like that, and I see a guy attracted to him, it makes my blood boil.
Makes your blood boil, as in you get hot flushes or you get angry?
Oh, well, I'm young, so no hot flushes, but I certainly get interested in the guy.
Oh, you get interested in them. Okay, I see. Does it have to be a certain dog breed? Are there certain dogs that are more attractive than others? Should it be a cute dog, a big dog?
Yeah, preferably a cute dog, a small one. I don't like the bigger ones like German Shepherds or Rottweilers, but I love those little small ones because, you know, it's,
I see. Cute. If we're talking in terms of like hairy McCleary characters, more like a Schnitzel von Krum with a very low tum or a hairy McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy and less of the Hercules Morse as big as a horse.
Yeah, I definitely like the small ones, not the hairy McCleary one.
Well, Harry McClary, hey, Harry McClary's a small dog. What do you got against Harry? He's the king of the dairy down there.
I just prefer it, you know, Shane.
Okay. 131060, Alex, you're from Sydney as well. Like to skedaddle down Bondi and check out the boys and the dogs?
It's actually the other way around. They're checking me out.
Are they really? Is that because you're hot or because you've got a dog?
Because I have the coolest dog ever. His name's George, and he's a white Siberian husky with one blue eye and one green eye.
Yeah, nice. So do you dead set reckon that you get more looks down the beach with your dog than when you're just flying solo?
If I was flying solo, I don't think I'd get any looks. Ooh. But because George is such a unique dog, I swear everybody comes up to me like, wow, what breed is he? Right. What's his name? Can I pet him? That's how it goes every time without fail.
Great conversation starter for sure. And let me just lower down this Harry McCleary background bed to stick it up with sexy, smooth jazz. Are the majority of the people who talk to you about your dog hot, hunky men with six packs or just like other people on their walks with other dogs?
Oh my gosh. A lot of the time it's like the hot, hunky men that are working out on their daily run and they'll stop in the middle of their workout and they'll be like, oh my gosh, can I pet your dog, please? And I'm like, yeah, sure, go for it.
Jesus!
What's your name? Yeah, so I'm very fortunate. He's definitely my wingman.
How do you have like a certain play then? Like once they start talking about your dogs, do you like have a couple of lines and then like how often has this resulted in dates or numbers ever?
Well, I did meet my current partner through George, so I was very fortunate with that. He came with me on the walk with George and he was like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe you have a dog with one blue eye and one green eye. So it's definitely worked out for me.
That is a game changer.
This is huge.
Absolutely.
News. Good on you. Thanks, Alex. All right, well, it's not just working one way. Brittany from the Central Coast on 131060. Have you been attracted by a man with a dog?
No, I've got a better story for you. My ex-partner, we were at a couple of mates at a friend's house, and a friend of a friend invited this guy over with his dog. And the dog ran up to me, and I fell in love with it. It was an English Staffy, my favourite puppy. And yeah, so I started talking to the guy, just thinking like, oh yeah, play dates with his dog. And then it ended up turning into a relationship, and yes.
This is great. This is fantastic news because it seems that we've got 100% success rate on these dogs.
God, yeah.
Was the guy literally more attractive or it's more like a conversation in? It's a good conversation starter.
Starter, absolutely.
All right, yeah, cool. So you would have jumped his bones either way, but the fact that he had that dog there sort of made it very easy for you to go up and be the man-eater that you so crave to be.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say man-eater, but definitely.
I would. He's an ex.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
How come he's an ex now? The dog get put down.
No, God, no. I hope not.
No, he wasn't the one.
That's it.
All right, back to the dog beach for you then, hey?
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany. Good on you. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.